This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
What it means when the government makes employers put salary ranges with the job posting. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, what is now Tropical Storm Ian continues to tear at Florida this morning. Comprehensive assessments of damage won't come for days. For residents, it's about shelter and livelihoods. And for the state's huge tourism industry, losses could be substantial, perhaps $7 billion, according to one report carried by Bloomberg News. Marketplace's Nova Safo is tracking this.
David, Ian reached Florida yesterday as a strong Category 4 storm, bringing with it a storm surge that inundated areas along the state's southwest coast, especially Fort Myers, Naples, and we've heard a lot of comparisons to Hurricane Charley in 2004, which was also a Category 4 storm, a lot smaller in size. The total damage from Charley was about $14 billion, whether it's tourism or homes. We'll have to see in the coming days what the damage estimates are for Ian.
Even before the storm hit Florida, the governor there was talking about flood insurance claims. What's the focus there?
Well, one of the big questions has been, where will the money come from to pay out all the claims that they're expecting to get? And that's for two reasons. One, Ian moved slowly across the state, and that means it dumped a lot of rain, and properties were dealing with high winds for a prolonged period. So we could see lots of damage spread out over a wide area. And two, the state's property insurance system has already been creaking under the pressure of repeated disasters. A lot of private insurers have left. The state does have a public insurer of last resort, and it estimates losses from Ian could be about $4 billion, and they expect to have enough money to pay that. But that doesn't even cover flooding. You need separate insurance for that, and there are homeowners who won't have that insurance. So there's still a big question mark over the final cost and where the money will come from.
All right, Nova, thank you. Checking the numbers, what a difference a day makes. Yesterday, the Dow closed up 548 points, 1.9%, with the S&P up 2%. Today, Dow futures are down 230 points now, 0.8%. S&P futures are down 1%. Yesterday, after the benchmark 10-year interest rate crossed above 4% for the first time in a decade, investors switched and started buying bonds, causing a sharp drop in the rate to 3.83% this morning. California just became the latest state to make companies include salary ranges in job postings. A few other states, including Colorado and Connecticut, already have something like that. Washington State will soon, so will New York City. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on how pay transparency laws affect how prospective job candidates can negotiate.
Knowing the salary range before you get a job offer can make it easier to figure out where to start with negotiations
and take some of the guesswork out of the process.
Laura Cray at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business says that can be particularly helpful for women and people of color.
It is a equalizer in the sense of providing access to information that they may not otherwise be able to get through word of mouth alone.
And she says that should help reduce gender and racial pay gaps. It can also help people decide whether it's even worth applying to a job in the first place, says Nancy Romanishin at the workforce analytics platform Syndio.
It's been fascinating to me as somebody who has designed compensation programs for 30 years now to see how much more information candidates have at their fingertips.
For people who do apply and get an offer in states that require employers to share salary ranges up front,
it puts them in a really great position because they are just able to really understand what jobs are worth, what are the different markets.
As more states and cities have started requiring pay transparency, Romanishin says it's becoming more common for companies to post salary ranges even if they're not in a state where they have to. Because increasingly, job seekers are expecting transparency. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
America's biggest private sector employer, Walmart, said this week it'll start covering the cost of fertility treatments for employees. It's partnering with a startup called Kind Body, which will have 30 clinics across the country. Fertility treatment is expensive. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Walmart's decision to offer fertility benefits shows just how hard companies are trying to retain and attract employees during a historic labor shortage, says Andy Challenger of outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas.
They're getting creative with ways they're luring people into their organizations.
And other large corporations are paying attention, says Lindsay Bauer of the consulting firm Mercer.
I think it's going to really push some employers that may have limited or no fertility benefits in place today to at least start to consider kind of the needs of their employees and how they may start to meet those needs.
Bauer says some companies also see it as a push towards more equity and inclusivity, because up until now, for a lot of people, IVF, along with adoption and surrogacy, which Walmart will also help cover, were out of reach, says Kindbody CEO Gina Bartese.
Historically, fertility has been for a very privileged few, and we think morally that there's something wrong with that.
Bartese says by standardizing care, Kindbody can bring costs down by as much as 25 to 30% for large employers. But Theodore Joyce, professor of economics at Baruch College, wonders what the benefits really pay for.
How much is laid out to the employee that this is what Walmart will cover, this is what Kindbody will provide, and you are liable for X, Y, and Z should something happen.
With adoption and surrogacy services, for example, Walmart says it will cover the first $20,000, but told Marketplace in an email that any expenses beyond that will not be eligible for reimbursement. The Commonwealth Fund's Dr. Lori Zephrin says it's key to understand who is actually able to access these benefits as they're rolled out.
One needs to incorporate and understand the equity impacts and making sure that it's reaching the people that it's intended to serve.
And make changes if not. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.